The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to Hour 2. I'm talking to Mike Lindell. In our next segment, we're going to talk to Svetlana Lakova, a young woman whose life was almost ruined by the Russia madness because she just happened to meet General Flynn, I don't know, 10 years ago. Horrifying story, but she's fought successfully against it. God bless her. We'll be talking to her in a couple of minutes. Right now, I'm talking to my friend Mike Lindell. Mike, you are doing so many things. We're launching Frank. I said we because I'm going to be a part of it by God's grace. I want to be frankspeech.com, a new social media platform. Anybody listening, you've got to go today to frankspeech.com to be an early adopter. Today is the day. If you want to get your VIP pass to do it this weekend, you'll see when you go there. But I want to get back to the election. You said, Mike, that something big happened over this weekend. Obviously, today's Monday. What was it that happened?
Well, there's two things. But one is on Friday, everyone says, you know, no judges ever looked at any evidence, whatever. Or everything's been looked at. No judges did, except for Antrim County, Michigan. That case went on and everybody kind of forgot about it. Well, guess what? It didn't. It's still going on. And on Friday, we came back with our Matt DePiro, the great lawyer in Michigan. There turned in his whole brief, all this stuff for months now, working on this. And the evidence in there, you can go. It's 100-some pages. It's just anyone looks at it going, wow. That's, you know, now we have a court that says, here it is. Okay, this is all the things that was found. But one of the things that wasn't added on there is the other thing that we happened that I've been working on. These cyber guys now, since we put out absolute proof, I said, you know what? Let's take 19. Just take 19 of these attacks. And what we did, Eric, we took 19 attacks and they all came from China, all of them, all 19 of them. And we took on there and we expanded on this. I had third party experts, cyber experts, that were out there, and actually one of them used to be in the government, a high intelligent, started with three letters behind it. So they went out and they validated the IP addresses, the IDs of the computers, longitude, the buildings over in China. And then who actually did the attacking from that place, the actual cyber, there's a cyber footprint now in there too, when the vote was flipped, that you absolutely could not get if you were not there exactly on November 3rd. Now, those 19 attacks, now you validated it over here. This took a month of validation when over here by a third party. All 19 of those, guess what it does? If you take that flip out of there, of all the votes that were flipped from Trump to Biden, Donald Trump wins Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida, Georgia and Arizona. So Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. Just on that little attack. And this is 100% proof. You can't change numbers. You can't change thing. And it was checked by a third party and validated.
Okay, but so you're saying this because I know you, I believe you, but there are a lot of people, they just blow it off. How do you force people to look at this evidence? How do you force somebody in power, so to speak, to right. deal with what we're talking about? And I want to say to people, this is an American issue. It's not a Trump issue, folks. We've right. got to know yeah. that right. foreign entities are not destroying our government by interfering right. in our elections. It's basic. Right. Go ahead.
Right. And see, what we've done then is there's stuff like when you watch Absolute Interference, which is beyond April 20th, and that's one of the reasons they have Frank, to get this out far and wide. Everybody's going to be sharing to all the other platforms that day. The whole world's going to be watching. We're going to be dumping all this Absolute Interference evidence. Now, there's things in there. You're going to see whistleblowers that have their faces covered, and you're going to see people that were involved in this that will, although these people will come forward once it gets before the court, the Supreme Court, which it will in 5 to 6 weeks. When it gets there, then these people come forth. These are people that were involved, and they're, you know, but they're going to be, you know, faces covered. So they, and we've had third party validate the evidence. Now, here's another thing. We have other things going on, other officials, which I can't say. Maybe, I don't know, attorney generals, secretaries of state, people like that, that are going to come forward and say, wow, I have seen this. And they're so you are going to have officials. And people say, well, why don't you just bring it? Why don't you just bring it right to the court now, or bring it right to these government agencies? Quite frankly, because I don't know who to trust right now. I trust the American people. And like you said, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, it doesn't matter. This was an attack on our country by China and domestic actors that also helped them. So we have to get the word out. I want everyone in this country, Eric, and the world, and you know, we're just going to do an evidence dump day after day after day after day after day after day, to where, you know what, you could pick anyone in the country and say, hey, I don't care what what party you are. What do you think happened on election night? And they're going to go, we've been attacked. We were attacked.
Well, Mike, again, the issue, though, is always, quote unquote, distribution. We can have this evidence. You can put it on your platform, which is going to be frankspeech.com. But to get it to people who don't want to see it. I mean, there were people, you know, in Galileo's time, they didn't want to look through his telescope because they just didn't want to know. They didn't like the narrative. This happens over and over again. And so that, to me, is the big challenge. How do you get those people to look at it?
Well, they will. That's when we have this frank speech. Once you see how this is ran and how what this is, this is what's going to get the voice out there. Now, here's how I know this works. Absolute proof was seen by 150 million people. And that's right in the middle of every outlet, everything in the world trying to destroy anyone from seeing that. This was your Wikipedias of the world, your LinkedIns, your YouTubes, your Vimeos. Oh, did I say Wikipedia? What? You mean they're involved? Yeah, absolutely. Your Googles, your Facebooks, all these. We, in spite of that, 150 million. Now with this new plan of all of us working together, everyone's going to want to go tell their neighbor and stuff and say, hey, look at this. Look at this stuff. Because what they're doing, Eric, you got it. They're stopping us from everybody seeing anything. So now if you get 100 million people in our country that get to see it, they can only hide this so long. And the mainstream media, now get this, the mainstream media, when these lawsuits start coming out, like MyPillow suing, mainstream media still likes a good old, gossip or whatever, or not gossip, but, somebody getting hurt or somebody getting attacked. They love it. They eat it up. So you use that and you're going, you know, just like you've seen me for a month and a half, Eric, when I went, you know, I'm a marketer. So when they attack me every day going, Mike Lindell's lost all his retailers, I'm going, what do you say to that, Mike? And I go, you know what? Did you hear the machines? Did you hear China attacked our country? Mike, what do you think about losing Twitter? Did you hear about the machines?
I think what you're trying to say is you're crazy like a fox, and that's why we like you. Well, Mike, I think I want to say this just to my audience, that the key to this is that every one of us, we haven't lived through anything like this, but right now, everyone in America has to exercise their free speech by getting the truth out there. We all have
That's
a voice.
Correct.
So, folks, one way to do it, obviously, is to go to frankspeech.com. But whatever platform you're on, share these things with people so that everyone can judge fairly. No, nobody's saying take our word for it. The evidence is there. Look at it, argue with it. You can punch holes in it. But the point is, do look at it, folks. Our democracy is at stake. Our republic is at stake. Mike, I do think that that's the key to this. There are people around the world that understand China is a threat to the world. And that if we allow them to attack the biggest, strongest kid on the block, that's the United States of America, if we allow them to do what they have been doing, the whole world suffers. So this is not something parochial. It involves, unfortunately, the whole world.
Absolutely. And I've been hearing from all these other countries, just Australia yesterday, and they're looking at everything that's happening here. And there's certain things that are going to have to happen in the future, things we all, you know, like you say, right now, everybody, We all have to get the word out. We all have to just do everything every day.
Wow.
Besides praying, getting the word out. The next thing is we're going to have things by uniting us, things we can do together. And now, you know,
we're going to have to go to break. We'll be back, I think, with more Mike Lindell. Folks, don't go away.
Because his child Jesus, because he lights the name.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like 4? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has 3 things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Folks, remember that I told you that I'm friends with a woman who's accused of being a Russian spy. Her name is Maria Butina. She is not my guest. Things have gotten so insane in America that there are 2 women whose lives suffered from being absurdly named as supposed Russian spies. We are speaking today with Svetlana Lokova. Svetlana, welcome to the program.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. And hello to your wonderful audience.
Thank you. Your story is as crazy as the story of my friend Maria Butina. I mean, it's a stunning thing to most of us in America. We've never lived through anything like this, that the political classes would go so insane that they would single out people like you. So we want to hear your story. Your book on the subject is called Spygate Exposed. That's where you tell the story.
You know, just a little bit of a promotion.
No. We're all about promotion because I'm a writer. I write books, and you have to sell books for people to read them. So, for people who are completely unfamiliar with your story, Tell us what happened to you.
So, I was just a regular person, actually not even American, living in Britain. I'm British. I moved to England when I was a teenager from Russia, but I spent my whole, growing life in Britain. And specifically, I was studying and later teaching and researching at the University of Cambridge, which is one of the best universities in the world. So it was a huge achievement for somebody who is an immigrant. And I was working at a seriously, interesting level in terms of, writing the history of events that, happened, 100 years ago. So then in 2014, we had a very important visitor, and Cambridge does tend to, attract very interesting people. And one of those people was General Flynn.
Let me ask you, though. So you grew up initially in Russia, but mainly in England. You make your way to Cambridge. What were you studying at Cambridge, and how old were you? Were you an undergraduate or in your graduate studies?
So I started as an undergraduate. So it's always history.
Yeah.
I started as an undergraduate. Then I got accepted to the master's program. Then my PhD. So basically, I had this, you know, quite an amazing academic career for somebody, you know, both from originally another country and also from somebody who, you know, is relatively young to the rest of the professors, a female. Yeah. So my career was going sort of in terms of academia was going to strength to strength. So I was teaching and I was doing some, you know, really important academic research. And so when General Flynn, who at that point was the head of the Obama administration's Defense Intelligence Agency, he comes to visit Cambridge. They, of course, want to present Cambridge in the best possible light, and they select, I don't like to, you know, say that about myself, but they select what they consider the most talented group of researchers within University of Cambridge. And so they organize a dinner in General Flynn's honor. And I'm of a selective group of people who is there to, you know, have dinner with General Flynn and present their historical research.
And your research was on the Stalin era?
1930s, that's right.
Okay. And so obviously that involves spycraft and things like that, but you're an historian 100 years later and you're a British citizen. So
right. And also in this particular case, even the document that I was asked to show General Flynn at that dinner, so we each were asked to, you know, present our research, I just found a postcard in the Stalin archive. So before Stalin became this, you know, leader of Soviet Union and this really famous, you know, dictator, previously he was actually himself a revolutionary on the run from the secret police. And I found a postcard he sends when he's actually escaping and the police is chasing him. So it's a very different, so that's the sort of thing we do at Cambridge, is we challenge people's opinions about the subject they know, right? So it was something which was, you know, very interesting to researchers, but then at the same time had nothing to do with the current events in America. And that's in 2014.
I know we forget. And I have myself forget. I had the privilege of meeting General Flynn a couple of times, but since I'm not Russian, I wasn't threatened with jail time.
Or female.
Pardon me?
Or female.
Well, listen, I have to say that, you know, it is amazing to me. It's hard for me. It's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. Most Americans cannot get their heads around the idea that we descended into this madness. And the left and the Democrats have never apologized. They've never come clean on this issue. They keep harboring it in a sense as a kind of a vague threat that, well, maybe it wasn't proved, but we still believe it's true. When the Hunter laptop blockbuster information came out, they actually said, oh, this is Russian disinformation. This is a few months ago. It's just absurd. So your story is right in the center of this. Here you are doing your work, studying at Cambridge, and simply because you're Russian, they decide there's a way to link you to General Flynn and to make it look like something is going on. So what was your experience? How did it happen for you?
Right. And so this is what, as you rightly suggest, you know, people forget that 2014, there was no Trump, President Trump, right? I know it doesn't seem like a long ago, but as a historian, let's go through the dates, right? So in 2014, the president was Obama, and there was no way in the world, I don't think Donald Trump knew he was even going to run for the president, let alone win, right?
Good point. There
was no kind of connection with, you know, Russian, you know, whatever they call it, you know, election stuff, et cetera, et cetera. So General Flynn visits as the head of President Obama's DIA.
Right.
We have this great visit. He leaves this dinner. He's accompanied by security detail. And that's it. And I get picked up by, you know, by my colleagues and then, you know, by my family. And that's the end of it, right? And that should have been the end of it. And then three years later, I find myself in the newspapers as a, as a British historian. I'm now in the newspapers as some kind of like professional spy whose job it is to seduce US generals, and in particular those connected to the Trump campaign. And it comes out of nowhere, right? And I have no idea what it's about because as you say, many American people don't understand how something like this could have happened. Well, I still don't understand how something like this could have happened. So, you know, I don't live in America. I have nothing to do with politics. I have nothing to do with you know, I lived all my life in Britain. So I have no idea what it's about. I find myself in New York Times, in Washington Post, so all the top newspapers, and Daily Mail, by the way, also, with my picture, from taking from when I was a lot younger and making it look as if I'm some sort of seductress who seduced General Flynn in order to get him to betray his country. And I don't know what to do. I honestly at first thought it's some kind of joke, right? I didn't realize this was serious, right?
Now when you got this insane news, you had just become a mother.
Right.
So, I mean, you were living in London, or I'm sorry, in Cambridge, right, at the time.
So I was working in Cambridge, but I was in London to give birth. And also my first book, which is a highly successful academic book, which is also on the Cambridge University reading list, etc. So I was about to publish the first book in my life, and I've just had a baby. So it was a very busy period for me. And the last thing I expected is this.
I'm sorry, but the book you're talking about is the book about Stalin. Is that right?
Right. And so the book was about to come out, and I've just had a baby. And then suddenly I find myself in the newspapers. So I'm in London, you know, just after, you know, I recovered from birth.
So you're married and this is your first child?
First child. And so I'm dealing with, you know, I remember actually on the night that I started getting funny messages for people like David Ignatius from Washington Post.
Yeah, you want to avoid him, but that's too late. Go ahead.
Remember, I don't know who all this, I don't know how, I don't even know how to explain the feeling where you're in a flat in London with a newborn and you're figuring out, like, you're putting different bits of, you know, baby furniture together and the baby has trouble sleeping and you're shocked because it's the first time you have a baby and you have a book deadline. And I can't even explain to you, like, how far away I was from your American world.
Well, of course. So, anybody with a life is not focused on these things. It's just crazy stuff. What did your husband think? I mean, this is really crazy.
Well, he looks at me because, so there's this time difference, right? So this emails on the same day, I start getting pings from Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and some English newspapers all in the same day coordinated. So remember the Flynn dinners in 2014? This is February 2017. So 3 years later, suddenly everyone know my, all these so-called reporters who are actually professional operators, they, as I now discovered.
Professional what? Say it again.
Operatives, you know,
journalism has suffered fatally in the United States, but go ahead. Yeah.
But of course, that wasn't known to me at that point, right? So I get this coordinated messages from all of these top names in the news business, asking me about my relationship with General Flynn, the man I met once 3 years ago
at a dinner.
Forgotten all about it, right?
This is amazing. We're going to go to a break, folks. The book is Spygate Exposed. Spygate Exposed by Svetlana Lokova. We'll be right back.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway.
Hey folks, you certainly heard me talk about MyPillow and how their products have literally changed my life. Now, have you tried the pillow? They don't go flat. You can wash them, dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in the USA, and for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. It's originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code ERIC. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Folks, you know I use these products, and they're fantastic. Call 800-978-3057 and use promo code ERIC. Or call 800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC. Folks, I'm talking to Svetlana Lokova. The book is Spygate Exposed. Svetlana, am I pronouncing your surname correctly?
It's fine. It's as good as it gets.
How do you say it?
But it's, you're almost perfect. Almost.
Lokova.
Yeah. But that's fine. Because of the K is silent, is the way the phonetics work between Russian and English.
So say it again. How do you say it?
Lokova.
Lokova.
Yes, because so the K is supposed to be silent. It's the way that you translate the H.
Right. In order to get the H sound, you have to put the K there.
That's right. But don't worry too much. Yours is as good as it gets, you know.
Svetlana Lokova. Yeah. Okay, well, I just am amazed at this story because, as I said, I'm friends with Maria Butina, who went through a very strangely similar thing. It's so bizarre when you know someone, you know, this is a young woman trying to live her life and the madness that is dumped on you. I mean, thank God you were not put in prison in the way that she was, but just horrible stuff. And it's difficult for us in America to think that our government is capable of this sort of madness. So how did this play out for you? You get suddenly you're in the middle of this media storm. But what happened after that? I know it's in your book, Spygate Exposed, of course, but how did this eventually play out?
Well, so I didn't know. So, you know, luckily for me, I'm in Britain at that point. I was pretty naive about what was going on in the United States and the politics. So I thought it's some kind of like bad joke or some kind of media hysteria. So I tried to level with the newspapers to try and get them. And that's what gave me the first impression that there was something more behind this, right? Because every single detail, even relatively small detail that they put out that was wrong, they wouldn't correct. So, for example, they would put in the newspaper that I sat next to General Flynn at the dinner. And I said, well, I didn't. I was in a completely other part of the table. And they wouldn't even correct small points like that, right? And everything. So that's when you knew that the story was already pre-written, right? That you're not actually, they're not getting to the truth, no matter how like scandalous it can be. They're just there to push a specific narrative. And they would get really aggressive with me, the journalists, so-called journalists, when you try and push back against that narrative, right? That's the first experience I've ever had of dealing with people who are actually operative that I now know. So David Ignatius actually flew to England from Washington to meet me. I refused, not because I knew anything about David Ignatius, but because I was dealing with a newborn and the last person I want to meet in my life is some guy from Washington about some relationship with a person I met, you know, with General Flynn, right? Like that wasn't on my top priority list. Then what happens is at that point, now I'm looking with hindsight, but at that point I thought, okay, it's a media hysteria. So I tried to get the newspapers to retract the stories or adjust the stories. They refused. So I issued legal proceedings. Then some of the newspapers turned down a bit the narrative, and I gave a series of interviews to say, and luckily for me, I had some media contacts because from my role as a historian, part of my thing was public outreach. So it was trying to connect with the young people, so to make history more exciting. So I had some media contacts from my history background, but I could use to tell people, hang on a second, this story is fake. I don't know what else is going on in America, but I'm not a seductress. I'm not a spy. I don't know why this is happening. So that was that. Then we find out, and that's when things become really crazy. A few months later, we find out that the person who put those fake stories in the newspapers is a man called Stefan Halper. And Stefan Halper.
And who does Stefan Halper work for?
Right. That's the thing. So he, as I knew him, was an old guy in Cambridge, an old American who was donating a lot of money at Cambridge University. And we have all sorts of people at Cambridge, so you don't sort of pry too much. They're there. So he was teaching said he was teaching in one of the Cambridge faculties. And it transpires that Stefan Halper, who we knew as a professor at Cambridge University, which is the university that I was at, was actually a paid informant for numerous government agencies in the United States. So he was masquerading as somebody who was part of the Cambridge University in Britain, but actually he was a paid government and informant and political operative. So we know for sure he was paid by the FBI. He's been the informer since 2010. So that's in the IG Horowitz, Inspector General Horowitz report, and also in the recently released documents. We know that the FBI were paying him to inform on people. We know that the Defense Department also paid him.
Let me ask you, though, because I'm curious. Why do you think he did this? In other words, there's no doubt that this is completely false. Do you think he believed there might be truth to it? Or was he simply part of the cabal trying to push a narrative, a deep state narrative that's anti-Trump, and he doesn't care that it's true? What's your impression?
Well, so first of all, he told a story the story that ended up in the newspapers is based on his report, the Halper's report, that only got released 2 weeks ago. So for 4 years, it's been concealed from us, where he, Stephen Halper, said that he was present at the dinner with General Flynn, and that he witnessed the word witness, that I left dinner with General Flynn in a taxi, and then we went to the train station and we had an affair, and that I was suspicious and acted like a Russian spy around Cambridge. And none of that happened. So Stephen Halper wasn't at the dinner with General Flynn. There was no cab journey. There was no train. So General Flynn...
So I'm just guessing, based on what you say, and I'm sure it's in your book, Spygate Exposed, but it sounds like he was working for the deep state and trying to push forward a narrative to hurt Trump. We have to go to a break. Folks, I'm talking to Svetlana Lohova, and her book is Spygate Exposed, The Conspiracy to Topple President Trump. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Svetlana Lohova, and the book is Spygate Exposed, The Conspiracy to Topple President Trump. And there it is. Svetlana, you have another book out. People can find you. Lohova is L-O-K-H-O-V-A, Svetlana, Spygate Exposed. And then the other book is about Stalin and, you know, has nothing to do with what's happening in current events. Nonetheless, interesting for people who are interested in history.
Very important academic and historical work.
Right. But I want to ask you grew up originally in Russia, but you said that, of course, Russia, I mean, when it was the Soviet Union, it was atheistic, but you somehow found faith a little bit later in your journey.
Correct. So, you know, when we were growing up, there was no God. But then slowly, you know, the churches sort of became open. And one day you just, you know, hear the choir and see the candles and you just go in. I was 10. I was just curious. And I went in and it was just really nice there. And so slowly you become interested in religion. And then they introduced religious studies at my school. So suddenly we were still part of, you know, the old sort of, you know, curriculum, but our teacher also gave us, I had a special like kiddie Bible, you know, so it had a lot of pictures and it was just something very, very different than, you know, between the churches and also I think what's very important also some of the Russian traditions, they actually stayed through the atheistic sort of time, right?
Right.
And so, for example, you know, the Easter and the Easter eggs. And of
How
course,
do you say in Russian, Christ is risen? Something like Christos Voskresi, something
yeah,
like
Christos
that.
Yeah, Christos Voskresi, and of course I know in Greek is Christos Anesti,
Christos Anesti.
But of course, as you know, like the calendar is different, so we have to wait, in this case, for another month.
You don't have to tell me, I know exactly what's going on, because I celebrate Greek Orthodox Easter with my family, so I get to sort of celebrate both Easters. It's kind of strange, but I'm with you.
No, I understand the same for me in Britain, because, of course, I get the same goes with Christmas. So I consider myself lucky because I just have numerous holidays, right? And I embrace them all.
Well, it's wonderful. I'm very glad to get to know you a little bit. And I'm glad you wrote a book about this. It's called Spygate Exposed. It's a new book, Spygate Exposed, where you talk about this. I think what's troubling to those of us in the U.S. is that we see things happening here with the so-called deep state and with government agencies being weaponized, to use the cliche, which is very similar of what happens in communist countries. And it's a shocking thing for us in America to see these things having come to our shores.
Correct. So for me, of course, although my historical research is based on the, you know, things that happened 100 years years ago. I think the reason why it almost took me quite a long time to discover what was really going on is, as an immigrant, you know, from Russia to Britain to the West, somebody who genuinely believed and still do in the, you know, US justice system, etc., it was quite strange to discover that in this particular case, in my case, the FBI paid informants. So you the taxpayer, basically footed the bill for these people to frame someone who was their political opponent. And that's something that we normally associate with, you know, totalitarian or authoritarian societies where the security services are used in order to fight against your political opponent. In this case, I was a tool that they used because, to fight, Donald Trump, and General Flynn was his top advisor. So although you might like or might not like Trump, that's not the point. The point is every American should be concerned that somebody like myself can just be framed, just absolutely stitched up, because somebody has this political agenda. And that's a scary, scary thought.
Well, listen, it's utterly wicked. And these people should go to jail. And while we have free media, people like me are going to continue to talk about this because this is deeply despicable. It's just, it's absolutely as anti-American, as anti-freedom as anything. And again, I think it's tremendously ironic that they did this to someone who comes from a country where this once happened. It's absurd that we're now doing this kind of thing. We've just got a couple of minutes left. What are you doing with your life these days? You still have, obviously, your family to think about.
Well, correct. So what I'm trying to do, one thing is that, you know, one of the upsetting thing on top of everything else, it took me 4 years to get even the documents that completely clear me and show who the bad actors were and how they did that to get released. So I knew the whole thing was a lie, but somebody for 4 years have been suppressing those documents. So, and I don't understand why, on top of being falsely accused in this way, I also then had to spend the 4 years fighting for that. That's the upsetting thing. But now that all the documents hopefully have come out. And I'm also obviously, have a number of lawsuits pending as a result of this, but those things take time. And again, it's just really frustrating that I'm having to do that as an individual, right? Despite the fact that it should really be the US government who should deal with the mess that was made by their own informers, right? So that's that. And then I'm just trying to, I suppose, go back to my normal life of being an academic. But it's very difficult because, of course, I have this unfair scandal to be, unfairly associated with a scandal. So, of course, it's very difficult for mainstream universities, despite the fact that my academic credentials are what they are. It's very difficult at the moment to go back to my normal academic life and try and rebuild my life after this 4 years, which were wasted in this political farce that I had no part in. So I'm trying my best, but I wish that US government did more to clear up the problem that they caused.
Well, since you're a Christian, I can tell you that one of my favorite scriptures is all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. He will take the worst experience of your life, and if you give it to him, he can make something beautiful and redemptive out of it, because it is amazing that you would have to go through this with a young child and a young marriage, trying to make a career as well. We're glad to have had this time with you. And I just want to tell people again, the book is Spygate Exposed, The Conspiracy to Topple President Trump. We need to know what happened, and we need to do everything to bring the people who did this to justice. And I thank you, Svetlana, for fighting as you've fought and for writing this book, Spygate Exposed. And I assume right now you're not working on a book, you're just promoting this book. That's usually how it goes.
At the moment, I'm hoping that there will come a point where I still, as I said to you, believe it or not, I still have faith that in the end, the American democracy and the system of justice will prevail, and we will have there isn't the happy ending, because it's just been a colossal waste of time and life. Yeah. But that fundamentally people who did all these things will be, held accountable. And hopefully that will be the time for the next book.
That's why we're doing this program. That's why you've written your book. God bless you. Thank you, Svetlana. We appreciate it.
They think you're the only one.
folks. I promised you another couple of moments with our friend Mike Lindell. Mike, today's the big day. People can go to frankspeech.com. I'm obviously very excited about this. What else do we need to know?
Well, this is going to be a free speech voice where we can get everything out there that we need to get out there instead of all influencers are talking or people talking about one thing over here, maybe your show and someone talking over here, but that one can't say it too loud or he gets suppressed. This is going to unite everybody, and it's going to we're going to actually be able to talk back and forth and come to solutions. And when we get to solutions, one of the things is now that there's great things being done in our country right now, Eric, as we speak. You might have people over in Arizona fighting to audit Maricopa County or taking down our recalling Doug Ducey. You have things going on in Michigan, in New Hampshire, in Wisconsin, but nobody knows that. And nobody knows what they can do in like your home state, wherever you may live in Minnesota. Maybe you're fed up with our governor in Minnesota and you don't want to wear five masks on your face and dying out in the snow, you know, back in the, you know, a few weeks ago. But these things where we're going to be able to say, here's what you can do if you don't like it, because people don't know what to do now. You know, do you go up and get a petition to get rid of the machines in your county? We're going to have, people will talk about it, and we're going to have solutions for people that we can at least voice our opinions again or voice our concerns. And, you know, when you have down at the border and you're only able to see what's going on down there by a few outlets, And whatever they don't want you to see, you don't see. And whatever they do. This is all going to change now. So I want everybody to know this is the start. There's everybody keep the faith and the hope, because our voices, once our voices would have been gone, it's like that old TV screen, Eric. Remember the old black and white TV screens where you turned them off and they went down to this little tiny dot when you were a kid. And then you turned it back on right at the last minute and it came back to life. Well, let me tell you, everybody. We were down to that little dot, but now we're getting bigger and it's going to go, woo!
I love, can I quote you on that? I'm sure I can't, actually. I'll try. Mike, I know I've got to get in the word on a new sponsor we've got on the program. But before I do that, I just want to thank you on behalf of the American people and freedom-loving people everywhere, because it's a strange thing to be living in a time where one person and what they do can matter so much. We don't have a host of folks doing what you're doing. So it's my humble opinion that God raised you up for such a time as this. I'm proud to call you friend. We will talk to you again tomorrow or through this week. Folks, you're going to want to go to frankspeech.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you all. Thanks, Eric.
Folks, before we let you go, you know Mike Lindell is the main sponsor of this program, MyPillow.com, but we have a new sponsor, and I'm excited, actually, about this sponsor. We'll be talking about them more in the weeks ahead, but they're called Nutramedics. That's M-E-D-I-X, Nutramedics. They are a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993, and they're now available to us. I have begun to take them. Everything you take, they make. So why would you go with anybody else when Nutramedics, are you ready for this? They give more than 50% of all their profits to missions and to charities. It's unbelievable. So if you have a choice, where do I get my vitamin D? Where do I get Nutramedics.com? If you use the code Eric, I think it's Eric10, Eric10, you get 10% off. But I do want to say 50% of their profits, 50% of their profits go to all this different stuff. So whatever it is that you buy, zinc, magnesium, all the stuff, and I'll tell you about it at another time, but Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric10, Eric10.